In a Wichita court today, Scott Roeder admitted killing abortion provider George Tiller. Roeder testified that he believes abortion is murder and that he wanted to stop Tiller. He's charged with first-degree murder. The defense was trying to make a case for voluntary manslaughter, but the judge said that will not be allowed. NPR's Kathy Lohr reports.
Judge Warren Wilbert ruled the jury will not be able to consider second-degree murder or voluntary manslaughter in Roeder's trial. He said for those to apply, there must have been an imminent threat of an illegal act, and the judge said neither of those circumstances was present.
There's no imminence of danger on a Sunday morning in the back of a church, let alone any unlawful conduct, given that what Dr. Tiller did at his clinic the following day, Monday through Friday, is lawful in the state of Kansas.
Those charges would have carried a much lighter sentence than premeditated murder. The judge had ruled earlier that Roeder could not use a justifiable homicide or necessity defense, and late today he said to allow voluntary manslaughter would be to reinsert the necessity defense under the guise of manslaughter. Roeder did take the stand in his own defense and began his testimony saying he did not deny any evidence the prosecution has put on, the facts related to the shooting of Tiller. Defense attorney Mark Rudy asked Roeder a series of questions about whether he bought the .22 caliber handgun used in the shooting, whether he spent the night at a Wichita hotel, and finally, whether he shot Tiller at his church on May 31st. Roeder answered yes to each question.
Again, is it fair to say, with very, very limited exceptions, you don't dispute or disagree with any of the evidence that was presented from the state through their witnesses and exhibits?
I do not.
Roeder testified that he became a Christian in 1992 and began learning more about abortion. He says he believes abortion is murder and that he began protesting outside clinics, including Tiller's in Wichita. His defense attorneys painted a picture of Roeder as a man increasingly upset about abortion and asked him to explain what he knew about it. Roeder began to list types of abortion, but was abruptly stopped by objections from the prosecution.
Partial birth abortion, forceps, where they going in, tear the baby limb from limb.
Objection, Your Honor.
Sustained, and the jury is admonished to disregard that answer. Mr. Roeder, I'm going to tell you right now, you cannot discuss specifics of medical procedures.
Okay.
In the courtroom, Roeder appeared calm and measured in his responses, much of the time answering yes and no. Tiller's family and anti-abortion activists listened intently. Prosecutors continued to object, saying Roeder's testimony was outside the scope of the trial and that the judge had already ruled Roeder would not be able to present this kind of evidence. Earlier today, the judge ruled against allowing testimony from former Kansas Attorney General Phil Klein. Klein brought charges against Tiller for allegedly violating the state law regarding late abortions, but the case was dismissed by the Sedgwick County District Attorney, the same woman who is prosecuting this case. Judge Warren Wilbert said allowing Klein to testify would be inappropriate.
It's exactly what this court seeks to avoid, which I said I would not allow, and that I would not allow this courtroom to turn into a forum or a referendum or a debate on abortion.
Roeder was the only witness for the defense. Closing arguments begin tomorrow. Kathy Lohr, NPR News, Wichita.